In Israel, military service is compulsory. For a musician who needs to practice constantly, that presents challenges, but also opportunities. Yotam Silberstein used every moment of his military downtime to practice the jazz guitar. When he got out of the army, he became one of Israel's most renowned young players. Now, more than a decade later, he's in the U.S., and he's released his first self-produced record. It's called The Village, and Michelle Mercer has our review.
When Yotam Silberstein won a scholarship to study music in New York in 2005, he left a thriving career in Israel and started over. But it wasn't long before Silberstein's classic style attracted the attention of older players like James Moody and Paquito de Rivera. And he spent over a decade paying his dues on the scene as a sideman and a leader. On his fifth album, The Village, Silberstein celebrates the jazz community he's created in the city. Here's the title track, one of the record's eight original compositions. Silberstein's album, The Village, is also a global statement, with music inspired and drawn from the Middle East, Spain, Argentina, and especially Brazil. As a teenager, Silberstein first came to jazz through bossa nova, and his ongoing affinity for Brazilian music took the form of a daring challenge here. Though this difficult choro tune, O Vuda Masca, was written for the mandolin, Silberstein spent years and gave himself tendonitis translating it to the guitar. Silberstein's facility on the guitar is superb, but that alone barely gets you in the club door today. You can tell a lot about a jazz musician by how he composes for other instruments and by what he plays when his bandmates are soloing. It's in this reconciliation of the self to the collective that Silberstein shines. Listen to his comping, or musical support, behind pianist Aaron Goldberg's solo here. The Village is Silberstein's first self-produced record, and listeners might argue with a couple of his decisions. But Silberstein's good-natured willingness to work and explore is exactly what helped him get this far in jazz. And along with his fluidity on the guitar and love of the scene, it'll take him wherever he wants to go in the music.
Michelle Mercer reviewed Yotam Silberstein's album, The Village.